Hello, everybody. We're ready to have our Bible study. I'm privileged to be able to do it for the church and for the Lord. And I want to have a scripture found in 2 Corinthians in chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. I'll be reading from my Bible. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Father, I thank you for your word, the opportunity to have a few thoughts. Pray God you'll bless the things that are said and done, and you might be receive the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. My study is about the God of all comfort. We wonder how we are able to say anything comfortable that would satisfy somebody that is in mourning, especially when you come to a time where somebody has lost a loved one or there's some deep trouble and you don't know what to say. We've all been in that situation where we don't know what to say to anybody. So the best thing we can do to help anybody is just come and sit beside them, stand beside them, or walk with them in their time of trouble. That's the best thing we can do, because God said He is the Father of all comfort, the God of all comfort. And He is the one that is the comfort. It's not that He provides comfort, that He is comfort. He is the comfort. And it's His presence that makes that part of our life work in a spiritual way. He is that Spirit that works in us, and He is that Spirit that helps us. And we find that there is other scriptures that go along with this, that He is the God of all comfort, because in Psalm 23:4, it says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And talking about the shepherd's rod and staff, they comfort the sheep that is there. I don't know too much about with sheep, but I do know that presence of a person who is a herdsman or somebody that's been around the animals, they have no fear of that person. They have comfort when that person is there, the one that takes care of them. And one of the things that they know and they feel is that rod or that staff, because if they're going too far away from the rest of the sheep, that their rod just brings them back and calls them back into a place of comfort. So we think, and I like to think sometimes that I'm with them shepherds, but you know, I'm not the shepherd. I am the one of the sheep. And we know that in our time of problems, in our time of troubles, we've had people come alongside of us and give us comfort. There's some people who give us more comfort than others. Sometimes this is our family. Sometimes this is a loved one. Sometimes it's a friend that gives us more comfort than anything else. And we're happy to see them. And we have that comfort that you don't even have to mention anything. Just be there. Give a hug. Just be that person who shows up at a certain time. In Isaiah 40 and verse 1, it says, comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord." Israel had been in a time of God getting them back to Him, getting them back to the place where they had drifted from. They had moved away from God, and they had been doing some things that were not pleasing to Him. So He put them in a place where they were disciplined. And they were disciplined. And then He says to Isaiah, "Tell my people, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord." I am back with you. I am going to bring you back into a spot of comfort. Sometimes people, and I don't know anybody as far as if where you are in this time of comfort, but if you've been astray, if you've walked away from the Lord, if you've given some things in your life that's not pleasing to God, and you know that you're not walking with Him, and then He does a discipline you by causing something to happen in your life, that you know that He is speaking to you, and He will say, comfort ye, by the word of God, maybe by the presence, maybe by the word of God, that you hear a sermon. Sometimes these things just really speak to a person's heart, and it's really good. He says, in the 18th verse, he says, of that first chapter, he says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be scarlet, like scarlet, I will make them like white as snow. And so God is the one that can take care of these things. There isn't a person in the world that can do what God can do. There's not a person or a place you can go, or there's not a book you can read. There's not anything that you can do that would replace what you have to turn to God. God is the only one. And we look, and everybody is looking for a lot of things to help them out and to make them feel better and get rid of that problem that's inside that just don't go away day and night. It's there. God is the one that can comfort you and cause you to have a relief and have a place in your life that you know that you're walking with God. And so there is so many people today, and I know of, that are walking in this place of away from God, and they wonder what's wrong with their life, and they wonder why things aren't going right, and they wonder why, even if things are going right, they're not happy. They get everything they want, they do everything they want to do, but they're not happy. And you can tell it by looking at their face that they have not that comfort that only God can give. So as you think about some of these verses, it says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And he says in Isaiah, comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. And so God's people are the Christians. God's people, and we aren't just speaking to people who are lost. We're speaking to Christians because that's God's people. He is speaking to them in these ways. And there's a lot of people today that are wondering what's happening in their life. And another verse I want to read is Matthew 5:4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The ones that are mourning, you wonder what that means. But you know, one of the things that we find, if you listen very close, there God is being blasphemed, God is being cursed, God is being put down. There is no place for God in the world, and yet there is cursings and things that they're saying towards God and towards Christians, and it makes you feel bad. It makes you sad to see anybody go against God and go against His people and talk bad about preachers and talk bad about Christian relatives, and they have no use for them, and they would sooner see them even out of this world than to have them around, because when Christians are around these people, there's conviction in their heart. There's conviction in their life, and things don't go along, and they don't like that feeling, and they wouldn't go to church, and they wouldn't have you invited into their gathering. And so we find that there's a mourning in our heart when we come across some of our friends, and they don't want to talk to you. They don't want to talk about the Lord. They don't want to have a conversation about where they are with the Lord because it hurts them too much. So we find as we go to the Lord, that's all, the thing we can do when somebody does something like that is to talk to the Lord about it. And maybe they know we're praying for them. So we have this heart in our mind that we are sad and sorrowful for these people. Not for ourselves, not for God, but for these people because they're lost. And their future, when they're lost, is a terrible future. And we find in in Luke chapter 16, verse 25, it says, "He is comforted, but thou art tormented." To talk about the rich man and Lazarus. Rich man seen Abraham afar off, it says, the Bible said, and he says to him, "Father Abraham," he says, "have Lazarus come and dip his finger in some water and put it on my tongue, because I am so suffering, and my life is wasting away, and I am hurting." He says, "Have Lazarus come and comfort me." And Abraham says to him, he says, in his day, he says, "You were comforted, but he was tormented." But he says, today, Abraham says, today, he is comforted because he is in the presence of the Lord, and thou art tormented. And people are tormented today. They think they are. They think they are in a place where things aren't going right, and things are not really good for them. But we find that there's going to be a day when they back away from God, when they move away from spiritual people, when they take away their Christian friends and don't associate with their Christian friends. You don't find them in the church, and you don't find them in places where they could talk to God, that they are tormented. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15 through 17, it says here, and I want to read this, for it says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also will Jesus, that sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. For this we know, say unto you by the word of God, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them." We won't precede the people who are alive now. And the Lord comes, he'll take the ones out of the grave. You say, why does he do that? Well, that's his business. But he says, those that are in the grave will he come first, get out of the grave, and then we which are alive and remain will be with God until the end. He says that which we which are alive and remain will be caught up with them and in the clouds, and meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then that 18th verse, it says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." It is a nice thing to be talking about the rapture of the Lord. We don't know when it's going to come. We don't know how it's all going to happen. We have no idea what it's like to be out of this body. We're in this body for our whole life, and we have a lot of things that have happened, but God is going to take us out of this body and put us in a body that is fit to be with him, fit to be in heaven. And we pray that as we talk to our loved ones and as we talk to friends about the Lord, that we can convince them that that is going to happen one day. And if they're not ready to meet the Lord, they will not be taken up in that rapture that God has for us. He says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." There's a lot of things that we can talk about, but when you get with somebody that needs comfort, talk to them out of the Word. Talk to them from God's Word. Talk to them about God. Talk to them about things that are pleasing to God, and it will be pleasing to them. Father, I thank you for this Word. Thank you for this time. Bless, speak to hearts, Lord, that are on the edge, Lord. They don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do. But we pray, God, that they will be comforted by these words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.